The humanist, a little bit of history first. The humanist movement traces its beginnings to early Greek and other philosophers before the Christian era, then through the Renaissance to modern ideas of free thought. The modern humanist movement began with a group of Unitarian philosophers, mostly associated with the University of Chicago, who in 1933 published the first humanist manifesto, statement of beliefs, and so on. Their goal was the establishment of a philosophy based on what might be described as scientific naturalism, the belief that we are natural beings with natural origins, governed by natural laws, discoverable by scientific means. Much of the background was philosophical and free thought in nature, but the founding humanists came from Unitarian, Protestant, Jewish, and other religious backgrounds, so there was a strong ethical flavor to the philosophy also. Some of the leading intellectuals in the movement were John Dewey and Corliss Lamont, who was an influential civil libertarian and financial backer of the movement, and I guess he was one of the persons who stood up to Joe McCarthy back in the 50s with his communist witch hunts. There were various other free thought organizations at this time, along with the slightly older ethical culture movement, and of course the Unitarians go way back. My own path to humanism might be thought of as beginning when I was raised as a Lutheran in southeastern Washington, where my father worked at the Hanford Atomic Research Laboratories beginning in 1946. Actually, both my parents were originally from the area, but with roots going back to Norway on both sides. My first doubts about things supernatural came when, in quick succession, I found out that there was no Santa Claus, no Easter Bunny, and no Tooth Fairy. They were all actually my parents. Then we moved from a church with lots of relatives around and a fine old Lutheran pastor to a different church with a younger, less personable pastor, a lot of boring sermons, non-impressive confirmation class, and to cap it off, I found out that the communion wine was just regular wine, the cheap kind, not even Christian Brothers. So, at the same time, I was learning a lot in school and doing a lot of reading. Being around the Hanford area helped, providing lots of good scientific and technical-minded teachers, and at the same time, good teachers in most of my classes, from English and Latin to history and social studies. Also, Einstein died while I was in high school in the 50s, so there was a lot of publicity about his theories, relativity and so on, and his religious beliefs, or lack thereof. Also, I graduated in 1959, the 100th anniversary of the publication of Darwin's Origin of the Species. In addition, the structure of DNA was discovered about that time, and there was a lot of discussion about adding the divisive "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance. All of the science seemed to make a lot more sense to me than supernatural religions. Also, being a somewhat slightly rebellious sort, I started asking questions about things like meaning of life, whether or not communism was actually that bad. The leaders were bad. It wasn't necessarily the philosophy. Kind of makes me think of the present times, in a way. And also questions like whether or not there really was a God that governed my life. On to a college at Washington State University in the small eastern Washington town of Pullman, I thought about becoming a nuclear physicist, following the paths of Einstein, but my grades in physics went from A to B to C, which was a bad trend. So I ended up in more pure-type mathematics instead, which came a bit more naturally to me. Also, it allowed me to spend more time taking courses like philosophy, psychology, anthropology, German and Russian languages, and biology. And Washington State had a good honors program, which I was fortunate to qualify for, with excellent teachers and small classes. I had some thoughts about becoming one of those professional students, going to school forever, but my parents weren't too likely to support me in that endeavor, so I ended up specializing in statistics and continued on to a doctoral program at Stanford University. That was 5 years of hard work, but in a stimulating environment, and with the free speech movement and anti-Vietnam War movements just getting started back in the early late 60s, early 70s. Then with a PhD, I spent several years teaching statistics, mostly engineering-oriented, at Ohio State University, Columbus, Ohio. Here the anti-war movement was in full swing, leading to on-campus riots and tear gas wafting about the campus on several occasions. I think of Ohio being a little bit conservative, but around the university, things definitely weren't. I was at a conference at the University of North Carolina, another place you'd think it was kind of conservative, when the Cambodian invasion took place. Several thousand students and others marched there, and when I returned to Columbus, Ohio, the campus was closed for about 2 weeks because of protests, strikes, and riots. Also, the shootings at Kent State University, not too far away, took place at around that time. Also around this time, in 1970 or 71, I discovered the American Humanist Association through a small ad in some magazine, perhaps the Saturday Review or the New Republic magazine. And the headquarters at that time were at Antioch College in Yellow Springs, Ohio, so I called there and spoke to Ed Wilson, another Unitarian, who some of you may know or may have known, who was the executive director of the American Humanist Association at that time. Ed encouraged me. He encouraged a lot of people. Ed encouraged me to join the association, and I attended the first national conference in Washington, D.C. in 1971. I don't remember too many things about that conference, but I do remember Madeline Murray O'Hare being there. She was on the board of directors of the Humanist Association at that time. And also Paul Kurtz, a philosophy professor from New York, who had some disagreements around that time with other board members and went on to found the Secular Humanist Organization, in addition to building up Prometheus Books, the publisher of many books of free thought. There were several interesting sociological, philosophical issues at that time, including the behavioral theories of B.F. Skinner, some tentative research findings on IQ, and questions of what was intelligence and who had it and who didn't, and also the beginnings of another phase of the creationist movement, and the beginnings of the current right-wing fundamentalist religious influence in politics, and also the Roe v. Wade decision in, I believe it was 1973. The American Humanist Association helped lead the counterattack against these later developments, and the Humanist magazine had interesting articles on all of these issues. The American Humanist Association produced Humanist Manifesto number 2 in 1973, and I was proud to add my name to the list of co-signers of that, being an assistant professor at Ohio State University. It looked kind of impressive to sign it that way. There were a few questions about the naming of this document or set of beliefs. The word manifesto has always been a little bit controversial since kind of implies some connection with the Communist Manifesto, perhaps. From Ohio State, I moved back to the West Coast to UCLA to do some computer programming for a package of biostatistical research software produced by the Department of Biomathematics, where some of the researchers were working on an early version of CAT scans, doing the mathematics and computer work related to that. I joined HALA, the Humanist Association of Los Angeles, who some of you may know, back in the early 70s, served as a board member and treasurer for many years. We had a national conference in about 1977 with Will and Ariel Durant as honorees, the authors of the series of books on study of history, or what was, I forget, was a multi-volume series on civilization. And Steve Allen was one of the honored speakers, entertaining as usual. Other national conferences that I've attended during these years honored, among others, Carl Sagan and Francis Crick, the DNA co-discoverer. Beginning in 1978, I switched fields and became a computer software engineer in the field of computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing, with applications in aerospace, automotive, and other types of manufacturing, and robotics and process technology. To keep up with advances in computers, I studied for a master's degree in computer science. One of my favorite, most stimulating classes was in artificial intelligence, which started me thinking about all this artificial intelligence, which is a long way off, but theoretically, they're going to be smarter than us one of these days. Our Human Association of Orange County was started in the early 90s and became a chapter of the American Human Association in 1997. We currently have monthly meetings in Irvine the third Sunday of the month in the afternoon. Our meetings consist mostly of lectures, book reviews, and lots of discussion. Otherwise, our members seem to be mostly involved with other organizations. In the 2004 elections, two of our members ran for state assembly seats, and one was a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, but unfortunately none was successful. Two of the honorary presidents of the American Human Association recently have been Isaac Asimov, the late Isaac Asimov, who was a great author and popularizer of both science fiction and nonfiction, and Kurt Vonnegut has also been a spokesman for the American Human Association. He's the outspoken author of many groundbreaking books. Some other free thought societies in our area are, of course, HALA, the Human Association of Los Angeles, the Ethical Culture Society, Humanistic Judaism, Atheists United, which separated from the Madeline Murray O'Hare group a long time ago, the Skeptic Society, which meets at Caltech, and more recently, the Secular Humanist Center for Free Inquiry. This is Paul Kurtz's organization. Center for Inquiry West, which has a building in Hollywood and also holds meetings in Orange County. The American Human Association currently has its headquarters in Washington, D.C., and has recently started a lobbying organization to attempt to have some influence over government policies related to humanist ideals. The American Human Association also maintains an active membership in the International Humanist and Ethical Union, founded in 1952, which brings together many European and other worldwide humanist groups. Unitarians may be a member of that also. I'm not quite sure. So, where are we and where are we headed? Speaking for the humanists, we seem to be following the Star Trek theme of boldly go where no man has gone before, although we've had plenty of pioneers and predecessors in the quote-unquote humanist movement. But where should we be going, and what do we have to look forward to? Most religions have their versions of heaven, where all will be wonderful once or if we get there. Humanists ask, why can't we have heaven on earth? And probably Unitarians ask pretty much the same thing. How should we behave? Probably not according to ancient commandments or so-called inspired writings. We have to draw on long experience and common wisdom. Morals are an evolutionary thing. Altruism seems to have some survival value in the long run. Hopefully, we are moving in the direction of what is truly right. The current intelligent design theorists suggest that the theory of evolution is not sufficient, and that an understanding of the universe requires an intelligent designer. Scientists and most freethinkers believe otherwise. There doesn't seem to be much evidence for intelligent design. There are too many glitches all over the place, too much pain and suffering. If there were intelligent design, why would we need a heaven to look forward to? Perhaps the devil is in the details. There are many things we don't understand. How did life begin? We understand DNA and much of how development from embryos occurs and have a good idea of how evolution occurs, but we don't quite understand how it all could have begun. Also, we are quite certain that the universe began with a Big Bang, or multiple Big Bangs, around 15 billion years ago, and we are finding out how the universe has evolved over the billions of years since. But we don't know what happened before the Big Bang, possibly another universe. It's kind of like the turtles on top of turtles on top of turtles, maybe. So, where are we going? What is the purpose or meaning of all this? Perhaps these are meaningless questions. Will we have computers that can think as well or better than humans eventually? I think we will. We just need to give computers some artificial stupidity or maybe a bit of common sense. What are the immediate problems? They seem to be mostly political. We need to work to get a better administration for our country. And a few other countries could use a little bit better governments. Also, much of Congress needs to be replaced, I think, in order to restore respect for the U.S. and get to work on problems of overpopulation, the environment, conflicts between peoples, and police-state oppression. Finally, think globally and act locally. We need to take care of our own neighborhoods and work to resolve conflicts and help those who are less able to help themselves. And I think the Unitarians here in Fullerton are doing a pretty good job of that. Just one final thing. The humanists, possibly like the Unitarians, have trouble coming up with a good statement of what we actually believe. Kind of the most recent statement that appears in the Humanist magazine is the following. It says that humanism is a rational philosophy informed by science, inspired by art, and motivated by compassion. Affirming the dignity of each human being, it supports the maximization of individual liberty and opportunity consonant with social and planetary responsibility. It advocates the extension of participatory democracy and the expansion of the open society, standing for human rights and social justice. Free of supernaturalism, it recognizes human beings as a part of nature and holds that values, be they religious, ethical, social, or political, have their source in human nature, experience, and culture. Humanism thus derives the goals of life from human need and interest rather than theological or ideological abstractions, and asserts that humanity must take responsibility for its own destiny.